Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Shocked you talking to me. It's always fun game.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Steinmetz is making an executive decision, and I've gone over Guru's head. This could be a very...
You'd be about 6'5".
This could be a troubling moment for our relationship. Here's what we're doing. I'm telling you, this is what we're doing. Now we got calls on Draymond.
We want to play the hits.
We'll talk Draymond in this segment, but I do want to get back to the Niners.
All right.
I definitely want to get back to the Niners.
Can somebody back the camera off of me? It's too close. It's in my space. The guy called and said yesterday he was built like me. What did he say? For comfort? I went to the gym.
Yeah, Evan wasn't here yesterday.
Yeah, he missed that call. I'll tell him later. But anyway, back it up.
All right. Draymond Green walked off the bench last night into
Everyone
the locker room.
Has a personal agenda.
Stayed there for 10, 20 minutes, came back out, joined his team, and he was asked about what he's doing, and he answered it, but what about the team?
I think we're headed in the right direction. No one's happy about being 15-15, but I think we're starting to figure out different things, rotations.
You know what? I can't listen to it. Dude, I can't listen to it. Let's take some calls.
It's so hypocritical, man.
I can't listen to it.
It is.
Let's start out, E, with Paul in Hayward. What's going on, Paul? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Back at you.
Happy holidays. So, my thing, I think if the Warriors want to maximize Steph, they need to minimize Dre. I mean, this guy has a history, right? I think Dre punched Splash Brothers 2.0 in the face. Right? Dude needs some anger management classes, and I think he needs to call Jack Nicholas.
Jack.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate the call. I mean, I
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, one of his greatest movies.
Well, I don't know if he meant Nicholas or Nicholson.
Oh, God.
Jack Nicholas had a very... even temper.
I believe Jack Nicholson was also in a movie called Anger Management.
Really? And I did this before. I get him confused. Yeah.
One guy golfs, one guy's an actor.
I got you. Bonte just left. You were gone. And we got a little reminiscent of BS&G those days. Remember Vegas?
Yeah.
I think we're ignoring something with this Draymond situation. Right on the table, brought to you by Atkins
All right.
for the holidays. They're playing better when he's out. And exactly. Monty Poole asked and posed that to Kerr. Kerr didn't talk about, he just said guys were hungry. But what do you do, and how many people do you think in on Warriors Way have took note of that? And I'm wondering if Draymond's taking note of that and he's is bothering him. Because he obviously felt like he was being picked on in front of the group right. after that turnover.
Right.
But it's bigger than the day. I always tell you, stuff festers, and then once one thing pops off, you know, you're doing stuff from 3 days ago that you didn't speak on. But the bottom line is they're faster, the ball moves, and I'm wondering where this thing is going if his play doesn't improve.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's, again, this goes back a month. He has had a terrible month, and the Warriors have hung in there, you could almost say despite him.
Mm.
I mean, they played without him 3 games. They won 2 of them. You know, he got ejected from a game and then he left the team 2 other times. They played well without him. See, that's why this is not about like Draymond creating something that the fans and the media like latch on to more than it is. The reason it's a big deal is because he's playing poorly and they're playing poorly with him.
There you go.
Like that's what has crossed the threshold.
Hence
right
15
now.
And 15.
Exactly. He is not impacting winning like he has.
And go ahead.
That's it.
I want to say this to you all. Steiny, if Evan hit the breaking news sounder and we went down the roster to tell me the one Warrior that was not available for said game, Draymond, I would just cringe if he were the name that was going to miss that tonight's game. I'm no longer there. There is life without Draymond on this Warrior basketball team. Because he ain't guarding the dudes anymore, especially the ones with the ball trying to ha-ha. That's where I'm at. Yeah. If you were to tell me he was out Christmas and I'll be on the floor with my son at the game against Clay, like, they're going to be okay. But years ago, I'd be like, oh my gosh, who's going to do this and that? And to beat his chest at the post-game presser last night and remind us he ran all the offense, I wanted to say, is that what it's come to, Dre? Now that's your scoreboard. You got to remind. We know. Only had one turnover tonight. That's a battle Clay was facing at the end that he didn't win.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. This is from the 408 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I suggested this yesterday. You can't expect Draymond to play center and then come through on offense. I don't think his offense is any good anyway. So I don't think he's going to score more if he doesn't play center. But I thought of that yesterday. I'm like, don't play him at 5 anymore. Just don't play him at 5. Play him with Post or play him with Trayce Jackson-Davis or play him with Horford when he gets back.
Well, I thought
Then he'll go from 28 minutes to 22 minutes. What's the big deal?
Well, the big deal is,
I mean, seriously,
I think they tried to do that and they went and got a guy that couldn't help him, Al Horford. And you're okay. I'm not saying like that. That gets me more mad. But
my point is you got to play him at 4 more now. But his 4 skills aren't off the charts.
Hello.
Let's go to James in Oakland. What's up, James? How you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. How you guys doing today?
We're doing well, thank you.
Hey, long time listener, first time caller, man.
Right on, man.
You guys talking about Draymond. I've been saying this for years, man. Golden State needs to get rid of this loudmouth prima donna while he still has some freaking value. This dude is notorious for starting trash, going on podcasts, saying the most outlandish, ridiculous stuff just to get views. He's a small forward that can't shoot, and they put him in as a power forward center. The dude's been in the league for 15 seasons. Pull up his stats. He hasn't even broke 5,000 points.
Mm. Yeah, he's got other skills. He's got other skills.
Like you think I'm just playing and we're going to get to the Niners. Steiny, I am stunned, man. I am stunned that the antagonist to him last night was his own coach and he thought the best thing to do was leave his team hanging because the game was not decided when he left. That's on your ledger. You're supposed to be the heart and soul. But what's bothering me is there's cracks in his armor because his play and his ears now are ultra sensitive. Mm-hmm. And you got to get up after you deem the coach calling you out. I can't wait to hear his podcast, Donnie. And hopefully he speaks up.
Stop.
What you mean?
Please.
Please what? Like I did.
I can care less what he says in his podcast.
No, he has to assess his play.
He just talked about it.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to be different on his podcast than he was last night?
That's a phenomenal question. I would hope.
I'm done. What's he going to say on his podcast? You know what I mean?
So he'll be in the starting lineup Christmas, huh?
I hope not. I'm due a victory lap.
Man.
All right. Let's
this victory Tuesday.
Yeah, let's move on to the Niners. And I'll tell you how we're going to do it. Frankie Eyelashes, let's get us into the Niners to start us out. What's up, Frankie? How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm just kind of sad in life, but I wanted to tell you that
what's wrong,
I love listening
Frankie?
To you. Your voice. Oh, my two dogs died. So my whole life is different now. But I'm
sorry to hear that, Frankie. Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, I used to hate on Kyle Shanahan. Because remember, I don't know if I told you, I won a whole bunch of money. I bet futures and I bet the Chiefs. I don't know if you remember. Yeah. I was screaming when they were going to three-peat, and I kind of blew it because I didn't bet them to get there.
Yeah.
And I was up to $100,000. No, I'm not playing around. I pick futures, and I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And these people that come on the radio that were ripping on the Dodgers that hate them, they've won 3 world championships in 5 years. You ride the teams that win world championships. Everybody in the Bay Area. Futures are coming in on long shots now.
How the Niners looking with the futures?
Dude, you wouldn't believe how high I got them.
Uh-oh.
Can you guess, you guys, what odds I got?
I'll let Guru do this.
Yes. Plus 1,100, Frankie.
No, I bet I got 23-1 because I missed them at 33.
Wow, man.
And I knew what was going on. So I ran back up and I chunked them again for 15-1.
Look at
and
Frankie.
And now they're probably, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Frankie, Frankie. You got your
Frankie's got some cash.
Got the eyes on the prize.
Yeah.
It's the Super Bowl. All right. 49ers, 11-4. Kyle Shanahan, how did Brock Purdy play last night?
Yeah, he did awesome, man. Played really well. Got on him for a couple he missed, but it was pretty close to perfect game. So he did a hell of a job.
All right. So where are we?
Five touchdowns.
Where are we now with Purdy? I mean, we're all systems go, okay, right?
Yeah. It looks like the 2023 version of him when he was up for the MVP and they went to the Super Bowl. But, I mean, Stoney, how can I rob him of where he's at, man? And Indianapolis, I thought before the game, was a perfect illustration or exhibit of a team that, okay, you guys do it against them. You got my respect. They did it. And not since Steve Young has a 9 quarterback in the Super Bowl thrown for 5 touchdowns. And he was letting it fly. And there's no telling. And somebody came at me with the "we believe." They said, "We believe Goo ended in the second round. I know." And Niner fans would be disappointed if the Niners lost in the second round. I don't know. I feel like the Niners are playing with house money. That's just me. But if somehow they get the number one seed, do you think this offense is loaded enough, or Kyle's getting them or putting them in position to where McCaffrey, Kittle, and Brock can lead them to the Super Bowl or NFC Championship game?
Yeah. I mean, they certainly got a chance.
Wow.
And
they're already in the dance. That's just amazing already, in itself.
They're already in. So how good was Brock Purdy last night?
I thought he was excellent. 95, he threw an interception, the ball was high. Passer rating of 126.8, but I thought he was phenomenal. I mean, Jennings almost had 100. He had 5%. He spread the ball around. Kittle,
yeah,
7 for 115. McCaffrey, Bourne, Robinson, Sky Moore catching balls.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Upton Stout making plays. Alfred Collins is a huge human, Stoney. He's popping for me. I know, you know, you look at the box scores, that doesn't tell the story, but the dude is almost, what, 332, 6'5", a beast, and he's just popping to me. Him and Upton Stout, I thought, had good games too, and Robert Saleh. It was a track meet. They gave up 27, Stoney. I get it, and that'll probably be the death of them, but, man, I feel like they got action when they take the field. What word am I looking for? Stoney, tell me what you think. They play with a spirit. Like a spirit of, yeah, we ain't got all the that's too strong.
That's enough.
I got too churchy on you. No, I'm serious. Like, there's a spirit to them, man. Like, they don't know who they are defensively, and they don't care. It's like, we just out here balling. We going to make plays. And they get, hey, Phillip Rivers was eating for a bit, but I'm starting to think, man, do I have to recalibrate? You know, how far I think this team can go?
Well, I wonder from week one against the Seattle Seahawks.
Could have lost that game. Easy.
You know, it's been a very different year. And, you know, halfway through the season, I didn't think this team was really going anywhere. I saw the schedule and I was like, well, they still could stumble into 10 wins and make the playoffs, but I don't think they're going anywhere. But like I've said, their play combined with everybody else in the conference having some warts or at least some clunker games, then it makes you think they can beat anybody in their conference. So, like, that, you know, when you say 49er fans would be disappointed if they win a round and then lose in, let's say, the NFC? That'd be the NFC championship game.
If they get number one seed, you mean?
Right. I mean, if they get the number one seed and they lose in the NFC title game at home, yes, that'll be very disappointing. I'm wondering if they don't get that number one seed.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
What the expectations of this team are. And also, if they are the number one team, do you just assume that they're going to the Super Bowl?
I don't.
I don't either.
Yeah, and it's all about the defense at that point. But, sorry, do you think the Niners are better than Seattle? Or do you feel like in 2 weeks, when they hook up, you know, anything could pop off? I feel like anything could pop off. Obviously, the edge to me would be Seattle with their defense. What about the Bears? We're going to see them clash this Sunday night. Like, I don't think the Niners are not in the Bears class. What about the Eagles? I think they struggle against whoever they play with all that talent they have. My point is, anybody can be had. And right now, the Niners are the fifth seed. Carolina's the fourth. Carolina, you know, they still got to punch their ticket. But my point is, partner, it is wide. Jerry Rice on a good day, it is wide open.
Yeah, it's what team in the NFC is most equipped to win two or three playoff games in a row?
The Rams, to me.
Okay, and I would still put the Eagles there ahead of the Niners.
And the Niners are ahead of the Rams.
I mean, I would just...
Right now.
You know, Seattle, I don't know what to make of them, but we'll see them the last game of the year.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, the 49ers, what are the Seahawks are 12-3, right?
Yeah, they're number one seed.
Well, the 49ers play an 11-4 team and then a 12-3 team.
And they need this game, the Seattle, to get the number one seed in a week off. You know, they got a game this week, but I'm assuming they handle business at Carolina. They play Carolina. Like, this is awesome.
This is more Kyle Shanahan about the last two games at Levi's Stadium.
Last night was the first time I mentioned anything about that, just because we got in the playoffs last night. You know, I told him all year I don't want to talk about that, but last night we got in, so I was able to talk about that. And when you know you're in the playoffs, that then you shift your goals next, and that's trying to make the playoffs the best situation we can possibly do. So we'd love to try to play a home game of Levi's, and we knew the only way to do that was to win tonight versus the Colts, and we got that done, and now we got elected to do that versus Chicago.
I mean, just think about go ahead. What's in balance? You could be on the road for three, or you could have a week off and be at home for two. And if you take care of business, you play in the Super Bowl at home.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, they
talk
put themselves.
Stakes.
Yeah, they put themselves in a great spot, no doubt about it. Kyle Shanahan got a little reflective about what's gotten it done for this team this year.
Each team's so different. Each game's so different. But, we had so much turnover this year. So we do have a ton of new guys. We have a ton of guys who have been here who have stepped it up. And I don't think we've dropped any games that we should have won. I think we've been able to stay consistent throughout the year. And I think we came in with a mindset just taking it one game at a time and trying to get better throughout the year. And I think we have. I think we did today. And it's important that we continue that.
All right, Kyle Shanahan, he was asking that question specifically was about comparing last year's team, which lost 11 right. games, to this year's team, which has 11 wins right now, and is seeking out the first seed in the NFC.
Stoney, right now, I don't feel like a sportscaster. I feel like a sports pastor with what I'm about to say.
Oh.
This is why I love sports. So you're telling me, for the Niners to pull off this number one seed in a magical season already, in my estimation, you got to play and host the number one seed Seattle Seahawks in your division the last week of the season, and then the number two seed currently this Sunday night at home. So there is no more, oh, you're getting layups in regard to who you play. You got to go through the dogs, the gauntlet.
They have to come through you. You get them both at home. The schedule just continues.
But they're ahead of time.
They've gotten every break.
No,
and now the good teams they play, they get to play at home.
No, man. Do you know what their confidence is going to be on one Thou Wow?
Who's?
If the Niners, if somehow you beat the Bears and Seattle to claim it.
Okay.
Then you get a – I wouldn't even want a week off. At that point, you're rolling. Like, that's what I love
Settle.
About it. No, I can't.
Settle.
I can't. Because I know if this were the Giants in Arizona, they
okay,
had to
so
play.
In your
we
mind,
would be like, me.
I guess, like, listen to what you just said. In your mind, you're like, I don't even want a week off if we get the number one. Like,
I'm having fun.
I mean,
but yeah, of course, their bodies want to heal, but I'm just saying they're hot as fish grease at that point, and they might be hot as fish grease now.
Put your money where your mouth is. They're going to end the season on a 10-game win streak.
I don't think they can win both.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Well, then,
but the possibility is there. And that's what life's about. It's tapping into the what ifs. I can't hate right now, Stoney. I can't.
I'm not asking you to hate. I'm asking you to not fast forward to February 5th.
Can Ben Johnson, can he feast against this Niner defense? I think he can. But I thought the Colts could, too. My arm might be stronger than Phillip Rivers right now, and I'm older.
It's not. It's not.
Sorry, it ain't far.
You're older than him, and he plays professional football.
But did you see his arms and shoulders in the cut tank top after the game? I was looking like, yikes.
Carter.
Yeah, I was like, yikes. I can throw steel, Stoney.
See?
Like, I could go to Alvarado Park after the show.
Oh, my God.
Have my neighbor film me
today.
And throw the ball, Evan. It would go 35, 40 yards easy.
Okay.
All right. Like, I can do that now at 50. What part don't you believe?
Because you'd be throwing it to the left side of the field, and it would end up on the right side of the field. That's what we're talking about.
So I hit a softball 300 plus.
Oh, my God.
At this company softball game. I was 50 then.
Oh, my God.
I'm just telling you. That happened. Evan was there.
Let's talk more about your prowess.
This is a fascinating season, though. Seriously, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. You guys are 49er fans out there, and your squad is 11-4. How you got here has been pretty different, pretty unique. There's no doubt about it. You got two more games left, one against an 11-4 Bears team, one against a 12-3 Seattle Seahawks team. And what are your expectations of this team? Or will they depend on where the seeding ends up? If they get a number one seed, you'll feel a certain way. If they don't, you'll feel another kind of way. I mean, I'll tell you this. I don't know if their first game, if they don't get the number one seed, they're probably going to go on the road.
Yeah,
and
no
I
doubt.
Think, I mean, they will go on the road.
Yeah.
But I think they can win a road game. It's three road games in a row.
Gotcha.
That I think is asking a little bit too much.
But you take one at a time, but I hear you.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, they win last night. They need two more wins to get the number one seed in the NFC. So things are starting to lock in for the Niners. 888-957-9570 is the number. Okay. What do you think about the way they've used McCaffrey this year? Because that's what I want to get into on the other side. You know, I'm watching a game last night with Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
And
I just don't understand.
You know, the one thing I got to say for Shanahan is he refuses to not put the ball in McCaffrey's hands.
And how much of that is equated to this success offensively, you know? F what Guru and Stani and Evan are talking about in regard to touches.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Have your expectations for this team changed? And what'd you think of last night's game? They went into Indy, 48 points, Purdy with five TDs, Kittle a monster game, McCaffrey a monster game. Let's talk about it at 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. This segment is also sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
End zone. Robinson for the touchdown. What an answer by San Francisco. 22 yards. And for DeMarcus Robinson, his first for the 49ers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Joe Buck on the call. Hey, I got a question for you.
All right.
How many games are the 49ers going to play at Levi Stadium between now and February 10th? How many will they play?
Two. Because I don't got them going to the Super Bowl.
Okay, so you do not have them winning the next two games.
Yeah, and I don't got them getting the number one.
So gotcha.
Yeah, that's me. How about you? And I'm being real, and I would love to be wrong, but I just the Seattle game? That defense and Darnold? I don't know. And I'm omitting the Bears. I'm not. But, man, I thought Indy was something. Look what that was. But how about you? I got two. Stoney, I'm being real.
So I got this.
I can be excited.
So
and
here's my question. What would have to – I need to know the scenario in which the 49ers, in theory, they would play like Carolina. Let's say they finish fifth.
Well, that's who
Carolina
or Tampa.
Yeah. Or Tampa.
Oh, my gosh.
What do they have to do to win that game and then somehow get home field for the next? Can they get home field in their second game?
Well, two plays seven.
Depending on the opponent.
Three plays six, four plays five.
I can't do that without looking at a piece of paper.
So, yeah, and so you're saying, let's just say the Niners were fifth.
Okay.
They would play Tampa Bay or Carolina.
Okay, and they win.
Yeah, but there would have to be upsets with, I believe, 2-7 and
right.
3-6 for them to get frisky.
Okay.
And then host that next game here.
Okay.
You know?
So that's on the table.
The defense is shocking me. I'm not saying that was an A-plus last night. It was not. I don't know what the Colts were trying to do without just feed Jonathan Taylor the ball. And again, they shut him down. If you look at the numbers, the Niners run defense. But man, I guess, Donnie, I'm waiting for something that might not possibly ever happen. And that's for the Niners defense to get exposed. But I got to believe Ben Johnson with Caleb Williams in that running game, that two-headed monster. Like, they're not the Colts. They're not the Cardinals. They're not these bottom feeders that the Niners have been playing. Then you talk about Seattle and what they can do with their weaponry. But if somehow you win these next eight quarters, you got a week off. And then you host two games before possibly playing in the Super Bowl in your old building. And the last two teams that have done that have won. The Rams, I believe, over the Bengals, and Tom Brady over the Chiefs.
Let's go to James. James is in San Mateo. Hey, James, how's it going, man?
Hey, how you doing? As a Seahawks fan, I'm hoping you're right. But that's not the reason I called. The reason I called is to humbly admit I believe I was wrong.
Oh.
When Purdy came back, he came back against Arizona, and then, like you said, bottom feeder teams, right? I don't believe the Colts are a bottom feeder team. I believe they're, like, mediocre. And I was rooting for them keeping Purdy in because I believed Mac Jones was a better quarterback. I even said that I believe the only reason they're bringing Purdy back is because they have bottom feeder teams and they're trying to save face by having a quarterback that they paid a lot of money to because they didn't realize Mac Jones was a diamond in the rough. But after watching Purdy last night, I'm man enough to admit I believe I was wrong.
Mm.
And at this point, I hope Mac Jones comes back now.
I got you.
I didn't know anything about American football. I came to this country in 1970 from Ireland.
Oh.
And originally, for the first couple of years, I liked the Oilers and Earl Campbell. But then I'm like, look at Steve Largent. Kurt Warner was the running back. Jim Zorn. So I've been a fan since 83. I was even up at that game. I live in the Bay Area since 1980. I was at that game on Thursday night. And I'm not proud to admit, but when he threw that touchdown, and we're down 30 to 14, you could hear me yelling, "You're a bum! You're a bum!" I was surprised because I recorded the game. So when I got home, I heard myself. But it was myself and like 20,000 fans started leaving. And then as we're walking down, all of a sudden we hear the roar of the crowd. And lo and behold, it's a punt return by Shahid. So everyone tried to scramble back into their seats and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I was lucky enough. I got a great hotel right across from the stadium.
Wow.
But, yeah. Yeah, it was an incredible game. And I'm also man enough to admit we got lucky as hell. You know, that's one thing I hate about other teams' fans. They just won't admit when they got lucky. And I admit, we got lucky as hell, and thank God we did. You know,
yeah.
So I don't
know, James. You're a stand-up guy, James. Appreciate you, man. No doubt.
Yeah. All right,
Yes, that was something I would say. I recorded the game and heard my voice.
Well, I know what you wouldn't say is I was wrong, which you should. You should do exactly what he did.
I've been saying it for the last 4 weeks at Niner Talk. No, but
specifically, you said Mac Jones was better than Brock Purdy. You were one of those guys.
Listen.
And listen, I said I still thought Purdy was better, but not by that much.
No, and listen.
It's beginning to look a lot like.
This is not about dissing Mac or Brock. Brock's got skins on the walls. He's 4-2 in the playoffs. Okay, he's already quarterbacked a team to a Super Bowl overtime.
So how come you like Mac Jones better?
No, I just thought his mechanics and he was rolling. I said it was a tie. How about that? Mouth.
No, I said it was a tie.
Yeah, look at that. Here you remember. I said it was a tie.
You know who else will listen? You know who else will remember? The listeners. They'll remember.
I'm not running from that.
You said they were equal, but you'd take Mac Jones because he has a stronger arm.
No, because I was skeptical.
And Film O' Mike then called in.
No, he did not. That's not the, I was skeptical of that toe. But listen, what if I told you this, and I mean it. I've seen Brock Purdy beat Seattle in the playoffs. He beat Dallas. He beat Green Bay, the comeback. He beat Detroit. So, Steiny, I'm not worried about this Niner offense and the continuance of can Brock do it or is the stage going to be too bright? Hell no. That's check, check, check. I got all confidence in especially with what Brock's looking like now. It's the defense. Like, that's my only thing of me jumping in the Niner pool. But if they, what did I tell you? Can you believe they're 11th in points per game?
Yes, like without schedule, I can.
Like, look at you.
I mean, I got to bring you down somehow. This has been unbelievable.
What about what I just said? I don't expect them to get the one seed.
Well, but you spent half the show saying, Steiny, they got action, they got action, they got action, they could be the one. And I'm like, really? I don't think they will.
That's how I live my life, because that's there.
I don't know what to do with that.
That is there. It's opportunity. I can't rob them of that.
Posling P-Town, $2 super chat on the YouTube chat. A lot of people in the chat need to admit they were wrong, says Posy Town.
But wrong about what? Why would you even question a guy that's taking you to two NFC championship games and a Super Bowl?
Are you kidding me right now? Like, are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm not.
Have you forgotten the conversations we had during the 6 weeks that Mac Jones quarterbacked this team?
Give me a refresher.
People thought Mac Jones was better.
And you were one of them.
No, I wasn't. I didn't. I was like, they're about the same. I think Brock Purdy is better because he's more mobile.
Evan, what was the ding for?
Steiny thought Mac Jones was better.
Okay, that was like,
are you crazy? No, I did not. But who cares?
It's okay.
It's okay.
The point is this guy's trying to act like, why would you disrespect Brock? It's like, did you do shows for 2 months while you were disrespecting him? In theory?
It wasn't.
Yes, that's what happened.
Look at you. I know what you're saying. Seriously. I love you, baby. Steiny, it was about the meantime. And it was about Mac was in a situation to where
we didn't talk. On this show, while Mac Jones was quarterbacking the team to wins, not just you, we weren't talking about where Mac Jones fits in.
It was a super thing.
That's all I'm saying. So, so when you sit here today and go, Steiny, who could disrespect Brock? I've seen him get to the Super Bowl. What?
But I was saying those things.
Everybody was doing it 4 weeks ago, is my point.
But they had forgotten and dude was hurt.
We can't act like this wasn't a conversation while Mac Jones was quarterbacking the team.
It's you're missing the point.
It's like you can't say now who would ever disrespect Brock when everybody feels like he was disrespected when Mac Jones was winning games.
Well, which means he wasn't respected, and that's where a lot of people went wrong. That's what I'm saying. It should have never gotten there.
But what you're saying is, today, you don't understand how anybody could disrespect Brock Purdy, a guy who's 4-2 in the postseason, goes to the Super Bowl, got him there, and
got paid. You missed out, and he got paid.
And I'm just saying, we were doing it two months ago.
Yeah, we were taking calls and we were having conversations, but you cannot put on a tombstone that Daryl L. Johnson the first said that it's take it to the bank, Mac Jones is better.
Okay.
I kept saying he got paid, nothing's going to pop off, but the streets were talking and humming and I kind of got and I was a part of it. But I mean, now that's over with. That's a blip on the radar. Brock Purdy is about to enter, his third postseason run? And he's got skins on the wall. I just don't see him beating Chicago, even though the game's at home, Steiny. Chicago and Seattle, the division foe, to get that one spot. But I can be excited as all outdoors for the opportunity that lies before them.
This is Brock Purdy.
Yeah, it was cool, you know, to be out here playing against Phillip Rivers and the Colts. Like, they're a great team, but just more than anything, just, you know, taking it one drive at a time and, you know, as an offense, just having a standard and trying to play with that standard and with the guys that we have out there, man. So to go out and execute like we did and to keep doing that, just really proud of those guys, man, just everybody and our team, just defense getting stops at clutch moments and the turnover at the end of the game to seal it with D winners. Like, just feels good to, you know, to play together as a team and win on the road, tough environment, Monday Night Football, Phillip Rivers, like, they got, you know, some momentum over there and stuff. So just a huge win for us.
I was Brock Purdy talking about the victory last night over the Indianapolis Colts. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers raised their record to 11-4, and now they play the Chicago Bears. And they have a shot at the number one seed, but they're going to have to win both their remaining games. Both of them are at home. This is Brock Purdy on Kyle Shanahan's message to the team.
He spoke to the team and just basically told us, obviously, congrats on making it to the playoffs. And it's not something we can just overlook. Like, it's pretty cool to do that. And so felt good about that. But obviously, the next challenge is, like, we just win one game at a time and try to be the best that we can going into the playoffs. And obviously, we know what's at stake with the first seed and all that. But we can't, you know, get our minds wrapped around just that. Like, we have to go handle business and play a really good team in Chicago next week coming to our place. So we have to be locked in. We have to watch this film. We have to get better. So, but it was cool hearing Coach, you know, sort of congratulate us. But also, there's a lot of work to be done. So,
all right. So this team's going to the playoffs, and now, you know, the heavy lifting begins.
Yeah. And they knew they were in the offs as soon as that Detroit Pittsburgh game was over, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Here's more Brock Purdy on. What are the expectations knowing you're going to the postseason?
The last couple of years, you know, the culture and the teams that we've had, that was a realistic goal to go attack the first seed, go make it deep into the playoffs, go make it to the Super Bowl, win it. Like, those are great goals and realistic. You know, this year, I think it was just really cool for him to understand our team, where we're at, and, you know, the turnover and all that kind of thing, and being real with the older guys that have been here and the challenge of, hey, man, like, we got to win some gritty games, you know, early in the year, in the middle of the season, and then late in the year, and see where we're at when it's all said and done. So I think it's just been really cool because that's been our mindset. Like, we just take it one week at a time. We haven't been getting wrapped up in the playoff picture or anything like that. And then, you know, once we just handle business one week at a time, we're sitting in a good spot. So that's just really good coaching on his part, and you can see his experience coaching and stuff to be able to relay that to all the guys.
All right, that was Brock Purdy talking about the expectations going into the postseason. And what's going on with his turf toe? Looks pretty good right now.
Man, does he still have it, Stoney? Looks like it is gone out of the system.
Well, I didn't think that was capable. I mean, I thought everything we heard about a turf toe was it can flare up or not flare up. Yeah. And so is it...
Maybe he didn't have the severe.
Is it gone?
One.
I don't, like, is it gone, or
if you judge
the
performance,
right?
What do you think? Like, he's moving like old Brock, Donnie.
Yeah, I mean, he looks healthy. That's for sure. 888-957-9570 is the number, and the 49ers come up with another win. How many? That's five straight for Purdy.
Man,
five straight wins for Purdy. Let's talk a little bit about Christian McCaffrey here. You know, the one thing I got to give Shanahan credit for is he's not like, when you have a running back and you want to give him a lot of touches, man. Like, I can't stand when coaches go away from the run. I can't stand it. And like, Shanahan is lucky because he never goes away from the run, because the way they throw it to McCaffrey is like a run. And the more I think about it, the more I think between the way McCaffrey runs it and the way McCaffrey catches it, it's like he is going to give him 25 or 30 touches a game, and they're not going to forget about him. They're not going to, you know, have a 15 game, you know, 15 rushes for Jonathan Taylor when he's a big part of your offense.
Makes no sense. And Stoney, if I asked you to guess This is why I'm going to give Kyle credit too, because even when we questioned, even last year, man, don't you got to, you know, what do they do in the NBA? Load manage and watch his carries. If you had to guess how many touches he's gotten all together, I got the number for you. What would you put that at for McCaffrey?
I mean, I know he's up there, 380.
All right, 372.
Yep.
So he's got 1,030 on the ground on 280 totes, and then he's got 92 receptions for 849 yards. I mean, Stoney, he might pull a Roger Craig. I know there's only two games left to get 1,000, but I just got to tip my cap to Kyle for knowing that this dude, after missing the amount of games he did the prior year, to basically, if you're out there, I'm playing you, Tom Thibodeau style, and he's held up, and he's everything to this Niner offense, man.
I mean,
he's about to eclipse 400 touches, man.
Yeah, I don't know where they'd be without him. I know that. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's. Darryl's been holding on for a while in San Jose. What's going on, Darryl? How you doing, man?
Hey, Guru. How you doing? Steiny, how you guys doing?
Doing
hey.
Well, thanks.
Hey, you know, 49ers, they're kind of like Denver. Denver kind of got exposed. I think maybe they'll correct some stuff, but 49ers might get exposed, like Guru was saying, on the defense. So it's going to be tough, I think. But to talk about Draymond, Draymond, we really need him in the playoffs because he's a real good enforcer in the playoffs. But I actually just called to see what you guys think about Dunleavy's comments on the after show last week, or actually just last Friday, I believe. So I'm not sure. Dunleavy saying that Post and Dre is good enough, but I want to see what you guys thought about that.
And,
you know, especially based on the off season activities for recruitment and stuff.
So, was it Dunleavy that said something like that?
He was on with Bonte, Chris, and Fetz before
he said
yesterday.
And he said Post and Green aren't good enough?
I didn't hear it. I just know he was
good on. For him if he said it, because they're not.
It sounded like he said they were.
Oh, they are good enough.
Yeah, that's what I thought he said.
Well, they're not. I mean, I like Post. In fact, I kind of like
growing.
Him.
He's one of my
I
kind of
like him more than a lot of the other guys on the team.
I'm with you.
But, yeah, your 4-5 with Draymond Post isn't exactly the best 4-5 tandem in basketball. By the way, let me see the year he did it. Where is it? He had Roger Craig.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big rushing 1,000, catching 1,000, 16 games. So McCaffrey's got to do it. He needs 150 yards rushing or catching tomorrow.
Yeah, two games.
No. He only gets one in my book. See, that's what I'm talking about. Roger Craig did it in 16 games.
So if he doesn't do it against the Bears,
it does not count.
When it's all said and done, did you get a thou wow twice? And he can be like, yep.
Yep, and we had a pad games for you to get it.
Not his fault.
It's so funny that this, like, the whole talk about, like, participation trophies and nobody likes it, and yet the more and more time evolves, the more it's about letting everybody have their way, and you know, there'll be 18 games soon, so there'll be 1,000, there'll be 4,000 guys a year.
But what about controlling the controllable? Like, the players didn't want that to happen. All they can do is play what's on the schedule, and that's what they've done. But
it's not as impressive as what Roger Craig did. Roger Craig, just saying.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, they keep rolling along. They keep rolling along. A win last night against the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, I was worried at times for Phillip Rivers last night.
And saw some of the highlights. 27 points.
Yeah, okay.
A pick six.
Yeah, there was a play, I think, in the second quarter where he started rolling left.
Oh,
and I'm like, he's going to fall over.
Dude.
He's going to fall over.
Ah!
And then on the one sack, I don't know who had it, but they basically
can't
sack a guy with any more of a loving feeling than the 49ers did that one time. It just felt like they laid him gently on the ground.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man.
Called respect for your elders. Let's go to... We're talking about Christian McCaffrey. What'd Shanahan think?
I thought he had a hell of a game. You know, I know he was battling stuff last week, and just for him to go out there and run the ball the way he did, first ever run defense, you know, I think that's one of the better run defenses we've seen on tape, and I was proud of the guy, how the guys blocked, and Christian seemed like he ran real well today.
Yeah, he did. He had over 100 yards. And
maybe that's why that line was, what was it? I think it ended about 4.5, 4, but... I mean, they blew that to smithereens. I just didn't have a Niner blowout. I thought the Colts were better than what they showed us, but I got to give kudos to the Niners coach and staff too and their plan of attack. I did not, especially with, and I know you think I'm making a lot of this, Buckner back. I thought the Colts were going to be frisky, season on the line.
Can you, what do you say, get a new word?
You know, what is it about frisky?
I can't stand it anymore because
you ever get frisky? You know what happens when you get frisky,
right? But you can only get frisky if you get frisky. You can't get frisky if you don't have the means to get frisky. So when you say Joe Lacob's gonna get frisky, it's like, no, he's not, because he doesn't have the means to get frisky. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, oh, hey, you say this, hey, Joe Lacob, hey, it gets frisky, and hey, get Giannis in here. That has nothing to do with frisky. He doesn't have the means to get frisky. So let's work on that.
Nah, we got different definitions of frisky.
Yeah.
Because when you get frisky, you get active. Things are going. Juices are flowing. And that's what I mean by he wants to pull something off.
Who?
Joe Lacob.
But he can't. And
well,
he
you
won't.
Don't know.
He can't.
He can put something together. You don't know.
Oh, yeah, he can put something together.
You better relax.
No, you better relax.
I can see something's going on.
Yeah, I know something's going on.
Jumping in,
I'm going to the boss's office after
I'm down on him. He canceled our party.
What's new?
He canceled our party. Evan not happy.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's see, 1142, that segment was sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.